This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Corporations have successfully asserted the right not to speak about how their products are produced. For example, corporations cannot be forced to disclose the use of child labor, or if our milk was produced using bovine growth hormones. Do we people have a right to know how products are produced?
You sent us these responses.
From Missoula, the so-called right to secrecy cannot be justified by the profit needs of the corporation. If they provide vital services and continue to need state subsidies to assure solvency, it's more ethical for tax dollars to instead be spent on a public utility than on a private, for-profit corporation. From Seattle, we have allowed a very important line to be blurred by granting corporations human rights. However, I think it is not always so simple. We need to be careful when we seek to ensure someone else's ethical behavior by violating other ethical principles. And what do philosophers have to say?
Asking whether corporations have a right to withhold information or refuse to say something rests on the belief that corporations have speech rights at all. Historically speaking, free speech was for individuals to use in the practice of self-governance, not for corporations to use in the practice of business. This important distinction between corporate and individual speech is particularly timely because of a California case called Nike v. Caskey. Nike was accused of committing fraud because it said in public statements that its shoes were no longer being made in Asian sweatshops. The company didn't refute those claims, but instead claimed that these messages counted as political speech. Political speech gives people the right to say whatever they want about matters of public concern. The shifting balance of power from individuals to corporations has been a concern for some time. In 1888, President Grover Cleveland said the following in a message to Congress.
Corporations, which should be the carefully restrained creatures of the law and the servants of the people, are fast becoming the people's masters.
The rights of individuals to speak and hear a variety of opinions is based on the belief that truth comes out when everyone gets their say. Regardless of how Nike v. Caskey plays out in the courts, the key question, ethically speaking, is whether unfettered speech by corporations helps or hinders human self-governance.
Here is next week's topic. Aside from the job of a wet nurse, there is little reason to call something women's work, or is there? How is women's work different from that of men?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.